Hi, and welcome to Elizabeth Bailey, author and Reiki healer. Thank you so much for your time today.
That's a pleasure.
So I'd just love to ask you a bit about your story as you suffered from ME yourself.
I did, and it was really a twofold story. It was myself and my teenage son at the time.
Okay, how long did you both suffer with ME?
We were really very poorly for about 3 years, and the sort of outset and recovery time was roughly about 6 years.
Was that for both of you? Were you going through the journey together?
We did, but differently at different times. Very much so, you know, everyone's journey is completely different and individual. So with my son, it was a lot quicker. He was affected by ME a lot more severely, and he would be completely asleep most of the day, whereas I was a bit more active. But then he recovered a lot quicker than I did, so maybe he was doing exactly the right thing.
Yeah, by resting. I think I've been asked before if there's a difference between men and women, and my belief is when men are ill, they rest, whereas women try to keep going. So that seems like that's what you did.
That's right. I mean, we say men get men flu, don't we? Yeah. That's probably what we should do. Yeah. I think as mums and, you know, as women anyway, you know, we sort of tend to look around the house, make sure everything's clean, tidy, and that sort of thing, and obviously preparing meals. So yeah, I think that would be interesting to find out, really, if males actually recover quicker than females.
Who knows? So what was your lifestyle like before you had ME?
Very, very busy. I'd trained as a reflexologist many years ago and had gone back into my normal work within the airline industry. So that's very busy work, rushing around and no time to stop, really. I was leading a busy lifestyle myself. So although I was busy, my son wasn't particularly busy. He was at school. He was 13 years old at the time. But again, you know, we were both diagnosed within 4 months of each other. It was incredible, by two top consultants, so two separate top consultants. So, and again, we were lucky enough to be able to see these consultants privately with my husband's health insurance. So that was excellent. But absolutely, you know, dumbfounded when the results came through after many, many blood tests and all sorts of examinations that, you know, indeed we were both suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome.
Wow, that is quite unique, having mother and son diagnosed at the similar time. So for you personally, what was your journey to recovery like? What things did you do?
We did all sorts of things. We looked at every single area of our lives, and really I've looked back then because our lives had completely come to a standstill, as you know yourself. I looked back into all the holistic therapies that I'd experienced in the past, so looking back into also the nutritional side of my experiences training as a reflexologist, and looked at many, many different ways, researched on the internet, and I know you have to be a little bit careful, obviously, but what you're reading on the internet. I wouldn't ever get anyone to just research on the internet. Make sure that it's, you know, obviously a site that provides from a professional, either a doctor or certainly occupational therapists. So yes, so really looking at every different area of our lives, we looked at everything from what we ate to, you know, what we thought about to absolutely everything. So, you know, there wasn't an area in our lives that we didn't actually cover. So absolutely everything. And, you know, within the book Sacred Space, this is what I cover. So, you know, people look at the book and they say, well, you know, it's got menus in there. And I think, yeah, because there is wholesome food, it's something that you can prepare in small stages in advance, and just, you know, that's what we did in our recovery.
Fantastic, that's great. And then the other area, I know nutrition is a massive area, so that must be really useful in the book. So we'll put a link on the page so people can check out the menus in your book, because I know we do have emails sometimes asking what we eat, so that will be really useful. And I know Reiki has been a really big part of your life.
It has a huge, tremendous difference. With my son, I used reflexology. and he was very receptive to reflexology. So reflexology is working on the energy lines, meridian lines in the body, and it can have an instantly calming effect anyway. So he was very receptive to reflexology, whereas he didn't want to particularly have Reiki treatments. So it was very much an individual thing. But I tried Reiki healing. Someone suggested to me, you know, to try it, and I wondered about it. First of all, thought, what's going to happen? What's it all about? But from the first moment I tried Reiki healing, it was so deeply relaxing and re-energizing that I knew that straight away there was a lot more to it, and I wanted to investigate more. This is how I learnt about reflexology. A friend had learnt how to do it. She said, you know, let me try this, you know, just have a try. And it was blissful. I was so relaxed. And how something, you know, a therapy like that can make you so relaxed so quickly. Was absolutely marvellous. And I started my training then. I, you know, obviously used Reiki and spiritual healing as well on my recovery. My son didn't. He had reflexology, but many other things we worked with my son. So I had Reiki healing, found it very, very beneficial, and that was, gosh, you know, back in 2003. So sort of all this way down the line, 2010 now, I've done my training, and I now work as a Reiki healer. So
that's fantastic. So can you explain a bit more about how Reiki works?
Yeah, Reiki is a Japanese word for universal energy. It's in two parts. So Rei means universal and Ki is energy. So in Japanese, that's the word Ki. In China, it's Qi. So, you know, very different areas of the world use and recognize this form of natural energy. So when we talk about natural energy, basically if you were to rub your hands together, and you would obviously cause friction, and then pull your hands apart and put your hands together just before they touch each other, you'll feel that energy. And it's, you know, the body has an electromagnetic field all around it, and this is the energy we're talking about. Okay, so it's natural energy, it's life energy. We're full of living, buzzing cells. The body is made up of 70% water, and all of our cells, every single cell from right inside the bones, right outside to the skin, is a living, buzzing cell. So you can imagine you've got this vibration going on in the body, and this spark of energy, there's a spark of natural energy that causes the heart to beat. It's the same energy that makes the trees grow. When you look inside the leaves of the plants, you can see this under a microscope. You can see these buzzing little tiny cells, and that's life. Basically, it's the life force energy that we're talking about, and this is the energy that we work with Reiki. So basically it's a channeling of that energy. So it's a form of hands-on healing, although it goes further than hands-on healing, because we work in the auric field as well, which is the electromagnetic field around the body. That's how Reiki works. That is the principle of Reiki. So we're working with that energy to balance that energy within the body, mind, emotions and spirit. And by this hands-on healing technique, which is actually channeled energy, that's where the Reiki healing begins to take place. So I'm not the healer. The person who is receiving Reiki is the healer. So basically Reiki speeds up the healing process, and it very much accelerates the healing process in the body. And that could be on a mind, body, spiritual level. Mm-hmm. But wherever it's needed, that will be channeled. The Reiki goes to wherever it's needed.
Okay, so when you've worked with people with ME or chronic fatigue, what have you found are common areas that need working on?
Definitely the solar plexus area. That's really the main area of our being in the body. So that's the solar plexus, is just a soft little bit between your ribs. That's the area of our main being. So with people who are suffering from fatigue, not just chronic fatigue syndrome, many fatigue syndromes, you will be able to feel that the energy in that area is low. And also the sacral area, which is just underneath the tummy button. And that's another area that feels is low and dense in energy. Also the base chakra. So it does affect different energy areas of the body. The chakras are basically energy areas of the body which relate to the endocrine system in the body. So, yeah, so solar plexus, sort of pancreas area, and then you've got sacral is adrenals. So, and then you've got the base chakra, which is right down in the base of your spine, and that's to do, all to do with the ovaries, testes, that's sort of that area. But it also represents things like stability, security, and really groundedness as well. I think particularly if you're suffering from anything like ME, obviously, you know, a lot of the time you're resting, you're not able to do anything else. So your mind is just, you're just in your mind all the time, basically, which can be, you know, that's tiring in itself. So, you know, to counteract that, you need to be grounded, what we call grounded, and that would be working on that base chakra as well.
Fantastic. I know when I had treatment, I did have Reiki when I was ill myself, and they picked up straight away on the areas of the adrenals, but also they could pick up on the emotions that were going on. And really, I know when I had treatments, whenever I've had treatments, I've seen vivid colours as well, and they change throughout the treatment as I'm going through it. So how does that, can you explain a bit more about what that means?
That's right. I mean, healing in itself, when this form of healing takes place, there are many different types of energy healing, and Reiki is just one of them. And certainly with many different types of healing, when the eyes are closed, many people do experience seeing different colours. And it really can take you through many different colours, but usually the main colour is sort of a beautiful purple colour, which is usually represents healing. So, you know, that will represent. Sometimes the colours, I like to think, and it usually corresponds when a person sees a certain colour during a healing process, it may need that is needed in that area. So with the different chakras, they are represented by different colours. And I teach meditation as well, so I run courses in meditation and workshops and retreats in the UK. And again, when we're doing meditation work, people sometimes will see these colours. And again, when we're working with the chakra system, we can then think, okay, well, we'll bring that colour in because that's what you need at that time. So Reiki brings forward basically what's needed to be healed in your life. So again, whether that's on a physical, emotional, spiritual, mental level. So these colours that you see are representations. Well, this is certainly my experience of healing and obviously working with other people. But that's what you need at a time. So it could be a certain area. So whatever that colour is, the great thing about Reiki is it's very simple. You don't have to analyse it. Just let it come. Enjoy. Don't worry about what it means, what it's for. It's there for a reason. And Reiki, when you're having a treatment, you can have either a hands-on treatment or you can be sent distance healing. Many clients will actually see these colours or feel different sensations when they're receiving either a hands-on treatment or distance healing. Again, Reiki works in many different ways, but it will work specifically for what you need at that time, that day, exactly at that moment. You know, many people come to me and they say, I have a treatment, and I say, wow, that's completely different from the last time. And that is, you know, and you know, sort of 7 years down the line since I've been working with Reiki myself, it never ceases to amaze me that every treatment that a person has is different because it's what they need at that time.
That's fantastic. You also mentioned in there about meditation. Is that something that you found useful in your healing journey?
Yeah, incredibly so. I was given sort of various different meditation cassettes to listen to. It was cassettes in those days. It's also different. You know, DVDs and CDs. And I worked on a few. And I found that actually, you know, the ones you find that it's a very personal thing, I think, meditation. And again, it's just like any form of healing. What works for one person may not necessarily work for another. So really, you know, my advice is to just find what works for you. So I tried many, many different types of meditation. And I actually found that what I term as, and what I teach as well, is in-depth relaxation. This is a form of meditation, but you're actually lying down. So you're very much, you know, obviously reoxygenating the brain by doing that straight away the moment you lie down, which is wonderful for recharging your energy levels. And then just working through various different ways. I have a CD as well available that actually covers all the different types of meditation. We look at various different types. And the courses that I teach, we look at, and certainly workshops and the weekend retreats, we touch on and cover various different ways, because again, you know, it's an exploration really of what works for different people. Some people might find that just sort of clenching their fists and letting go individually of parts of the body, that will work for them, whereas others, you know, a form of breathing will work. So the courses that I teach, sacred space courses, are very comprehensive in the way that we look at as many, many different ways as we can. So for anything, my experience of having ME has taught me this, you know, that you need to explore everything. I wouldn't ever be as brave as to say it's one thing. And I'm not saying that the way that I've gone and recovered and my son's recovered is the way, because it might not be the way for someone else. But I think this is where, with your program, you're covering so many, many different aspects. You've got people who really do know about ME. They know exactly what it's like to go through suffering, hardships, the financial side, everything, social side, and crucially the relationships with your family and people around you, the misunderstandings and the support that you need, you know, the crucial support that you need. So yes,
fantastic. Can I just ask you if there's anything that sufferers could maybe do in terms of working with their own energy, some simple steps that they could help to restore or balance their own energy?
Yeah, sure. There are very simple sort of ways that you can balance your energy. Obviously, learning to be a practitioner is something different. It's more in depth. But just things that I teach in the class are really just tuning into its ancient forms of really medicine from the East, is to really focus on your sacral area, which is the area just underneath your tummy button. So if you were to put your hand just on that area, what they say in the East is bring your consciousness to your belly. So that's quite a good way. That's a good way to remind yourself, is basically in that area just below your tummy button. And then just make sure that you've got a nice grounding. So making sure that your feet are planted firmly on the floor, preferably bare feet, weather permitting, outside. So you've got a really good connection with the earth. That's a really good grounding point of contact. Okay, so you're grounded with the earth, and then breathing in nice and slowly. Imagine breathing in a bright white light of energy coming through the crown of your head, so through your crown chakra, going right the way down to that area, to your sacral, and then taking a breath out, and then very slowly letting that breath out. And as you let that breath out, imagine that bright white light is expanding through your whole physical body, and right the way through your physical body and beyond into infinity. But that's a really nice healing technique. If you do that on three breaths, three nice slow deep breaths in, nice and slow deep breath out, without strain, just in your own, with your own breath. Obviously people's lungs are different sizes and shapes. That's really nice for re-energizing, and that's actually a modified technique of how a healer actually works, a Reiki practitioner would work. So that's bringing in energy, clearing yourself through, re-energizing the body. Okay. So that's energy sort of healing side of techniques. A little tip, if you wanted to go to sleep at night, is just to lay your hand on your solar plexus area. So this is also in sacred space. Many of these tips are in the book. So just lying there, just literally just put your hand on your solar plexus area, so the soft area just below your ribs, and then just focus on literally the warmth of your hand and your breath going in and out. It's really soothing, and you're actually doing a lot more good than it seems, because it seems very, very simple, and it is simple, but it's really effective.
That's fantastic. It's really good to just have some simple techniques that they can do at home when they're laying there not knowing what to do. It's, and I think that's what you need. Sometimes it's not knowing what to do, even if they've got something simple that they can do. I know for me that I would have loved to have had something that I know that I haven't got any energy, but I can lay there and breathe and know that I'm doing something that's helping. So That's fantastic. Thank you for your time, Elizabeth. We'll put all the information about your events that you've got, if you've got anything coming up, your book, your courses, we'll put everything on the website, and people can contact you if they want any distance healing as well.
They can, yeah, they can certainly do that. I work from a private clinic, obviously in the UK, for Reiki healing treatments, but I can send distance healing. So if anyone wanted to do that, they can contact me for the details on your website. It'd be an absolute pleasure to make contact with you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.